Okay.
And bedroom.
You have room up on the top of the house?
No, no room, but the space enough that I could have a room.
You got just what up there? You got
just an attic. There's nothing in it. So that's about it about the room.
Well, at the window, those things that you pull down on rollers?
No, you didn't have that when this house was built. No, you had a little thing kind of shaped like that. And you raised your sash up and turned this and would hold it where you wanted. But we didn't have it then. And it's never been put in because you'd have to tear all the windows out to do it. Can be done, though.
These things are just on rollers and you pull them down to keep the light out?
Oh, you mean a shade? Yeah, they had shades in those days, and I have them down.
Yeah.
There's shades in my room right now. Had Venetian blinds, and I took them out. They were too much to keep clean.
Yeah.
So,
did you get clean them?
Sure, the dust settled in.
I won't buy any yet.
Well, they're kind of getting away from them. There's another thing out that's kind of taking its place. It's more modern, but they're more expensive. So everybody had a big cistern, could possibly afford it, and most everybody had to have a well because you had to have water for your stock. Because nearly everybody had a few cattle. That would be some milk cows, because there wasn't nobody running up and down here selling milk in those days.
There was?
No.
Yeah, you get your milk from?
From your own cows on your own place. Oh, now they deliver the milk now in homes and to stores. Klein Peters from Baton Rouge. Where are you from?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Klein Peters is the local.
Is a local dairy. Yeah. Out of Baton Rouge. Going south.
That was a big German family. I interviewed, that's right. I interviewed somebody in Baton Rouge who was kin to Klein Peters.
Uh-huh.
Well, other things you had in the house, like what about a room where you would store canned goods or things like that?
Well, that would be in the stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
They called it a pantry in those days, as far as I know. That was all it was ever called.
Yes.
And like I say, that is it on or
it's on?
That's where you kept your salt meat, your barrel of pecans. We used to have barrels of pecans. We had our own pecan tree. Huh? That's right. We'd keep them for the eat. And one big
one. Y'all rich folks don't have a whole barrel of pecans.
My tree's got quite a few this year. I hope nothing, no bugs or nothing don't get them. I don't know, there's something I wanted to say. Oh, and one big thing was when they raised sugar cane out here, every worlds of people open fireplaces, peel the sugar cane and eat it at night. You ever ate any sugar cane?
Yeah, my granddad used to raise it over in Georgia. He used to get his old pocket knife out and pen knife and cut around it and give me a cut off of it.
So you just throw the peeling right on the fire and it would burn, and the kids and everybody either peel pecans or eat sugar cane.
So you had plenty of sweets and
Oh yeah, we used to make our own popcorn.
How'd you do that?
Well, you
in front of the fire?
Oh, well, you can pop it in front of the fire, but I mean we raised it on the farm. Just like you do corn. Only thing it's a different variety of corn.
Oh,
it's popcorn.
Is?
Huh? It's little grain. Just like when you buy it, you'd buy it.
Okay. Now, a room where you keep a lot of old worthless things that you're going to throw away. Did you keep all that stuff like that around the pool?
Well, I think everybody has a certain amount of junk, yes. But
in a room where you
that little room back there used to take care of the food and